I want to start today with an apology that I owe Murphy.
For and what?
You'll see. It's a little story, and Sam's going to enjoy it. So sit back with some popcorn, Sam.
Okay.
So last night when you were trying to fall asleep, you were itching.
Yes.
And it was like, you remember when I reached over my hand to touch you?
Yeah.
It was, the it was comfort just sweet. Meal. Yeah. That was really
I thought that was one of those you're asleep reach outs.
No.
Okay.
No, I felt horrible because I was the reason that you were itching.
Oh, why?
Sam knows
how was I? How are you? What were you wearing?
It's not a perfume that you can't handle. It wasn't that. Okay, so remember, rewind a couple of weeks ago when I bought the new Wallflowers from Bath and Body Works, and I was so excited to find Fiji White Sands in Wallflowers.
Yes.
And we plugged it in the bedroom, and that night you were itching like a dog with fleas, and you finally ripped them out of the wall and said, not this scent anymore.
Well, and it was the only thing I could tie it to, yes.
And yeah. It worked, right?
Well, what,
pulling it
out?
Quit itching.
I did quit itching, yeah, and the headache. It was like a combination of everything. It was like a swelling feeling wow. in my face and then an itching.
Yeah, so. But we didn't know for sure that it was Fiji White.
No, because I have never had a reaction
right.
to anything like that ever.
So,
you know, and I don't want it to be that because I like the scent.
A couple of days ago, I cleaned out my closet.
Mm-hmm.
And my closet was so clean and beautiful, and I thought, you know what? I could give it a shot in my closet. I hated to get rid of a perfectly good Wallflower, so I plugged it into my closet and shut the door.
With Fiji White Sands.
Nobody goes into my closet but me. We keep the door closed so that Sparky won't go in there.
Uh-huh. I didn't even know you had outlets in there.
I have one outlet.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's
so anyway,
cool.
For 24 hours, my closet smelled like Fiji White Sands. It was fabulous. But I got home from work yesterday afternoon, and it was like too strong for such a small space. I didn't want my clothes to smell like it, so I pulled it out of the wall.
Okay.
However, apparently still strong enough, because at one point last night, before we went to bed, you walked past the closet, and you were like, is Phoebe burning a candle? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, like, right. That candle that I don't like to smell of.
I didn't
want to
say anything. It wasn't that, because she hadn't been home.
Yeah,
so when we go to bed and you start itching, it's like, oh, my gosh. You are so sensitive to this. It was only 24 hours. It was near. My closet's in our bedroom.
Yeah.
You are so sensitive to it. It's my fault. That's why you were itching.
Okay.
My closet was filled with it for the last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised you would have done that, but yeah.
It was just a little test.
Okay.
I thought you
were
safe from it.
Well, it worked.
Now you know for sure.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Going to give you the song that Adam Levine has a hard time performing every night.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Lowe's.
Adam Levine says there is a song that whenever he and Maroon 5 perform it, and they have to perform it a lot, that it really is hard to perform. That's Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got.
Why?
It's not their best song anyway.
Well, it's about Jordy, their former manager, the guy who passed away a few years back. In fact, it was the first song off their album, Jordy.
Well, they don't have to perform it every night.
Well, he says,
they have to perform She Will Be Loved.
He says during the Vegas residency, it is a necessary part of the show.
Okay.
So I don't know how they have the show laid out, but he says it's necessary. And it's not just him. It's everybody in the band. When they hit that song, it's like,
it's difficult for them.
We got to do it, but it's hard to do.
Okay.
So if you see his face looks different whenever he's performing that, that's why.
Okay.
All right, now,
thank you.
On to Katy Perry. Speaking of Las Vegas, she played her 50th show there the other day.
Wow.
And she kind of let it slip that maybe there's more Katy Perry coming, because she's only got a handful of shows left. And she said, it's my 50th show. I'm halfway through my run. And everybody's like, wait a second. You only got a few more.
Yeah. Right. I bought these tickets thinking this was it.
Yeah, exactly. And right. So it's expected she'll make an announcement that she's going to have more dates coming at Resorts World.
Sweet.
By the way, if you go to the show, I got this out. 11 set pieces. She's got 8 costumes.
Yes.
There's a giant bathtub that weighs 6,500 pounds and an animatronic rat.
You have to bring those sort of bells and whistles to a Vegas show.
That's what Vegas has become, I think. It's not just stand on the stage with your orchestra and play.
No.
You got to entertain.
But she would make a fun Vegas show, so good for her.
Later this year, the Eurovision Song Contest is going to take place in Liverpool. So the folks there have said, you know what? We need a local band from Liverpool to like be big here and get everybody to pay attention. So, of course, you know who they went with. Not the Beatles. The other Liverpool band that hasn't been together in 30 years, and that's Frankie.
Relax, don't
I didn't know they were from Liverpool.
Me either. I didn't know they broke up in 87 either.
Well, right at the height.
They didn't have much of a
choice.
That's
news to me. But they're trying to get them back to be like, hey, kick it off, and here they're back together.
Okay.
That's fun.
What, you don't get it?
I get it, but it's just like they think that's going to bring Eurovision to the forefront. Somebody that we don't even know anything about.
You want them to get the Beatles?
Yes.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Some really cool Millie Bobby Brown news. I know you saw it yesterday, Sam. I know you did, gossip girl that you are.
I must have missed it.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Well, I know who she is.
Apparently is, 11 from Stranger Things. She's been dating John Bon Jovi's son.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. This guy, Jake Bon Jovi is his name. He looks like the perfect combo of his mother and father. They've been dating since 2001. Apparently, they're engaged.
2001?
I'm sorry. She's not that old.
I'm sorry. 21.
Oh, okay.
Slip of the tongue. Yeah. 2021. Yeah. She shared this picture online of them together on the beach. It's a black and white photo, and she's got an engagement ring on. And she quotes this Taylor Swift lyric of from the Lover song, which I love that song. And that I've enjoyed these three summers, but baby, now I want them all, which is a lyric. And so it's like, and a bunch of their friends jumped on social media to congratulate them, and they're not denying that they're engaged.
Wow. Well, congratulations. So she's going to be Millie Bobby Bon Jovi. Am I saying that right?
He's 20, she's 19, and she'll be busy this summer filming the final season of Stranger Things.
It's Keep the Wow Wednesday, brought to you by State Farm. You know, Keep the Wow is Jody's personal motto.
It was a secret for a long time. It was something I just told myself. It was inner self-talk, which is what it is, basically. Keep the wow, let go of the bad stuff. You know, it's kind of like, especially when you're a kid, I think, you let other people around you tell you how to feel about yourself. But as you grow older, you cannot do that. You have to be your own, you know.
Be your own advocate.
Right. So it's like when you wow yourself, when you do something that you're proud of, you need to remind yourself of that, because so often we remind ourselves of the other things. So we like to know about the good things going on in your life, and Keep the Wow is one way we do that on Wednesdays. Tracy sent us an email. This is so beautiful. My Keep the Wow. And Tracy's spelled with an I-E.
I love that.
Okay. So Tracy's Keep the Wow is, I am single. I was married for 27 years. I never planned to be single, and it was very hard to adjust, especially in the first months. But now I love it. When friends ask me if I'm ready to date, I say I am not interested because I love being single. Never thought I would. Oh, wow. That's my wow.
That's good.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
I've heard that from some singles. I mean, you don't make it a wow, Sam, but because you loved being in relationships too.
Yeah.
But you've embraced your singledom.
Yeah. And
like Tracy.
That trepidation, I guess, right after going single. Yeah. That really hits you. Okay, am I going to be able to handle this when you've always been in a, I mean, being married 27 years and going to nothing.
Yeah. Sure.
That's got us.
It's probably different for everyone. Yeah. Some people need it, want it, you know, or seeking it or whatever. And some are not.
Right.
So it everyone feels normal differently.
Just keep moving forward to get over it.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff.
Just keep swimming.
Yeah, keep the wow. All right. We love hearing from you. You can keep it coming anytime on Facebook or Instagram, or you can join us 877-310-4MSJ.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, if you shop a lot on Amazon specifically, not just online, but Amazon, they said they have busted 20,000 scammers trying to make it safer for you. They don't want people to take your money.
Yeah, because they do.
But they give.
Yeah.
Scammers take your money and you don't ever get anything.
They want you to get something that you paid for.
They shut down
scammed
20,000 phishing websites and 10,000 phone numbers used in these impersonation scams. And they're saying, look, if anybody tells you to act now on Amazon, it's not them. They don't use pressure tactics. Number two, this story that Tupperware might be going out of business. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Their business is in trouble, and they're looking for a new investor. I think they'll get it. During lockdowns, they had a boost up because everybody was at home baking and cooking, and people were buying online. But now, fewer Americans are eating at home. And all the food delivery stuff that comes to your door, a lot of it comes in containers that you can just keep and use. But wait, I just want to say, Tupperware is really good. It's just some of the best ever.
I don't think I've used a Tupperware in 30
years.
It lasts
forever, and it doesn't look like the old. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
And also from the world of entertainment, number three, the Super Mario Brothers movie is so big right now, and the song that Jack Black did called Peaches.
Peach. So cool.
Universal says Peaches will be eligible to submit for Best Original Song for consideration for next year's Academy Awards.
Oh, Lord.
And they say you better believe they're going to submit.
Three things to know today.
We love to hear from you the most, so join us anytime.
Yeah, 877-310-4MSJ. Tori, you have a pet snake?
I do. I have a black corn snake.
Oh.
Just over 2 years old.
Okay.
And she is about 57 inches long right now.
Woo! Where did you acquire her?
There is a pet store near Detroit that I got her from.
Okay.
Back when she was only like 11 inches long.
Okay, so what is her name?
Her name is Meg.
Please. What does a corn snake eat?
Right.
So she started out actually on baby mice. So they call them mice fuzzies or mouse fuzzies.
Yeah.
And pinkies. Mm-hmm. So she started out on pinkies. We started moving her up because she started eating like four of those a week, and it gets rather expensive.
Totally.
She is now up to rat fuzzies, so just little baby rats that are frozen.
Okay, wait.
Buy them from a pet store.
You order them online or at the pet store?
I do buy them from a pet store. They have a special freezer where they have plenty of boxes and bags of frozen rats and mice.
Wow.
No idea. I had zero idea this was a whole thing.
And they call them fuzzies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because as they get larger, they start to actually grow fuzz. So,
of course they do.
They're fuzzies now.
Of course they do.
Okay.
Tori, do you thaw them and then put them in hot water before feeding? Because that's what we're hearing.
Yes. You do have to put them in hot water, and you do want to make sure they are plenty warm, because when a snake eats, they will go for the warmest thing in the tank.
Okay.
So if it is not properly warm enough, it will go for your hand.
Okay. Yeah. Tori, tell me this.
Yeah.
When you're putting the little fuzzies in the hot water so that they thaw, and what's that smell like?
Gross. They're still in a little plastic baggie when I put them in the cup.
Oh,
so
good.
You don't really smell them. If you leave them out, say, like, for my husband yesterday when he bought some and left them in his car on accident.
Oops.
It smells like rotting flesh in the back of the
car. Gross. I had no idea. This is why people really need to research, and I don't just mean look on Facebook.
Yes.
I mean actually research if you're going to get an exotic pet.
Yes.
So does she live in a terrarium most of the time, and then do you get her out, and how often?
We get her out at least once a week, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. My kids, she does wonderful with my kids.
Yeah.
They love holding her and handling her. She is great. I mean, we get her out. She just slithers between us. She really likes to sit up on my shoulders.
She slithers between you.
Nope.
Thank you for this. Thank you for sharing it. And
not
will you
a problem.
Please send us a picture of her? I want to see her.
I sure will.
Okay, you can email it at murphysamandjody.com.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Jody, I consider myself kind of well-rounded when it comes to fashion.
Okay, Sam.
I would say Sam is a fashionista to a degree.
Sometimes when you bring things up.
That's pushing it, but.
When you bring things up, it's like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. Like clutch. Oh, yeah, I know what a clutch is. And mermaid dress you were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, I know what some of those are, but I was reading the story about fashion trends that Generation Z is bringing back.
Okay.
Stuff that we haven't seen in a while that it's cool again, like Ugg boots.
Uh-huh.
And Crocs.
Ugg boots never went out for me, but I wear what I want. So.
Velour tracksuits. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
But one of the ones in there was the baguette bag.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've never heard, of all the purses, I've never heard of a baguette bag.
First of all, why do you need to know the types of purses?
Because you, I like to have information.
You want to be able to picture it. I'm with you on that. You hear the term, it's like if you can't picture it, you want to know. Okay.
Whenever you discuss stuff in here and you throw out clutch and Murphy goes, what?
Okay, it's you want to know.
I like to know what's being talked about.
Okay, so a baguette bag, think of a clutch.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's small like that.
Not in a car, Sam, not the clutch, you know, on a
three pedals?
Think of a clutch handbag with a short little strap.
Okay.
So it actually has, you can.
It's a little bigger than a clutch? Or is it like clutch size?
It's clutch size or bigger.
Okay.
It's not my favorite bag. I think I might have one baguette in my closet, and I never use it.
Oh, because a baguette, because it's smaller than a regular bag. But
right.
A clutch for the.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking the bread, you know, baguette.
No.
To me, the whole thing, I mean, a clutch without a strap is just a, you know, a lost purse waiting to happen.
No, it's not. Clutches Isn't look it? Hot. I love a clutch. You know it. It's like a squared off little piece of fashion that never's going to go. It will never go away from me. In fact, I have a whole, you know this, Murphy, I have a whole stack of clutches in my closet in a skinny little shelf. Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. You do.
I love my occasions when I can break them out. So you learned what a baguette is.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, I like knowing that. It's just better than hearing, hey, get my purse or I'm bringing my purse. It's like women don't have purses anymore.
You have totes or handbags.
Exactly.
Or a little clutch.
Yeah.
So were there any purses that were strictly 1980s that were a fashion trend in the 80s?
Because
most purses are purses to me.
I know that's for you. Esprit bags were hot in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I remember Esprit bags.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Captain Marvel is back. Yesterday, the trailer for the Marvels dropped, and it got 7 million views within 7 hours.
Entering the jump point perimeter. I'm going to get you some readings, Fury. Hello?
It looks...
Tell you what, Samuel L. Jackson has a job for life.
He
with,
does.
With this franchise.
He doesn't even need to do anything
else. They got the series that's going to be coming to Disney Plus with him.
And he must really like to work because he didn't need to. She's reclaimed her identity and there's revenge coming. And it looks really funny and fun like all and most.
And Brie Larson's back.
Most Marvel movies are. Yes, she is back in the title role there. Okay, so also... Word is out about House of the Dragon Season 2. So exciting. Apparently, production for the second season is officially underway this month. Okay? The first season was the biggest HBO series premiere ever, with almost 10 million people just logging on and freezing it all up. Remember?
Yeah.
This second season is going to be slightly shorter than the first, with only 8 episodes.
You have a date?
And when are we going to get it? Everybody wants to know. HBO has not confirmed when exactly. And I know you don't want to hear this, but it looks most like they've got to do all that stuff with all those dragons.
I just thought they would have started sooner.
I know. It looks like summer of 2024 is when we can expect it. Sorry, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
When you're sending a formal invitation, why the inner envelope on the way? You know how you'll be doing something and it's a task that you don't have to give a lot of thought to, so your mind wanders while you're doing said task.
Oh, yeah. That's called muscle memory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Thanks. Murphy's always around to give you the proper identification of things. It is muscle memory. In fact, one of the things we do the most with our muscle memory is drive.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or not, but anyway.
Well, it's good because if you didn't develop muscle memory, you'd drive like the first day you learned to drive, you know, where you're trying to focus on the pedal and the wheel and you're right.
And some people do that anyway, so.
It's true. Okay, Sam. I bring it up because I was doing something last night at the house, and I kept messing up because it's a monotonous task, and then my brain was wandering. Putting Phoebe's... graduation invitations with the inner envelope, you know, where there's two envelopes, that drives me nuts.
Where's Phoebe?
She would not send out an invitation if I gave it to her to do.
Well,
it's true.
Well, I know, but I have heard you for years saying you're not selling Girl Scout cookies for them here at work or candy.
They've got to do their own thing.
Yeah, and now you're going to do her in invitations?
Yes. Do you think Maddie is sending out her own graduation invitations? Do you think her mom is in charge of that? I bet you the mom is in charge of that.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, Sam. This is why I purposely avoided this conversation at home.
Yeah, so you didn't.
Well, now you're in the middle of it.
Right. I knew when I screwed up the pictures that that's when it was time for me to stop.
You did your part.
We made the pictures good. The pictures are fine now.
Yeah.
You made them good.
But anyway,
the whole inner envelope thing drives me nuts. But it's a proper formal older sort of way of doing.
Is there a tissue paper thing that goes in there?
No,
too?
Thank goodness.
Is that for weddings? Only?
I don't know. I'm not fancy. I'm not a fancy person, but every single invitation with the card and picture inside also had an inner envelope. Yeah. I cannot tell you how many times I was putting the invitations in the wrong envelopes. Wow. Like, take them out, do it right, do the inner. I must have done that 6 times for every invitation.
Did you do it in calligraphy?
Absolutely not.
You know, you could have just discarded the inner envelope. Right?
Yeah.
Put everything in the big one and be done with it.
Next time I will.
3 things you need to know today.
Number 1, a vigil will be held today for the victims of the Louisville Bank shooting. That's at 5 p.m. at the Muhammad Ali Center. Police also released camera footage yesterday, body camera footage. And the update on that rookie officer, Nicholas Wilt, he is still in critical condition. Mm-hmm. It was only his 4th shift on the job.
Yeah.
Did you catch that story?
Yeah, he just graduated.
He was with his training officer. Number 2, farm animals rescued after getting stuck in the mud in California. And it sounds like a light little job, like stuck in the mud, but the ground was so saturated after rain for several days.
Yeah.
17 animals, including cows, horses and bulls, were stuck and had to be, like, they used ropes and animal sleds to get them all out. It took 5 hours. They were taken to an animal shelter to be evaluated by vets.
Kind of funny that no pigs were stuck in the mud, huh?
They love being in the mud.
No, we're good.
All right, number 3. I normally don't do this, but I have to. Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. We eat 2.2 billion grilled cheese sandwiches every year in America, but this is my favorite part of it and the reason I bring it in.
Yeah.
In the 1920s, it was invented in the 20s because it was an inexpensive snack during the Great Depression.
Bread and cheese.
I love those sort of stories. You ate what you had, and look, it became this beautiful thing. National Grilled Cheese Day.
3 things to know today.
Guys, you know, we always say jump in with us. You can call us. You can comment on Facebook and Instagram. But we got an actual letter. You know, guys, I love mail.
Postal service handwritten letter?
I love a hand. Well, it's typed. But it is a letter written to the 3 of us, Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Fancy paper.
That's sweet. And Faith is mentioned here, too, but it's from Yvette. Hello. Love the show. I bet you hear it all the time. We relate to you. Your daily, she means her family, your daily life is so similar to all of us. I am no exception. Hope I don't sound like a stalker. Insert nervous laugh. But my family's comparisons to yours are crazy. I've been married to my husband for 23 years. Our son, Jaden's birthday is the day before Taylor's. Got a daughter who's about to graduate high school. My husband's humor is similar to Sam's. I find myself laughing at Sam's jokes like I do my husband's, with a smile and an eye roll.
Sorry.
It goes on and on, like, you know, all the dogs and cats and bearded dragons. They have a bearded dragon named Toothless, an 11-year-old bearded dragon.
Oh, well, there we got something to look forward to there, Jody.
Yeah, now we know why he's toothless.
Poor baby. I grew up in the country like Jody. Dogs outside, berry picking and bare feet in the summer. You were there. I listen to you every day. I used to listen when I took my daughter to school, but now she drives and I babysit through the week. And I use my day off to binge listen to your show and podcast while I run my errands.
Oh, wow.
It's my Grateful Friday favorite. And then she goes on to write, my daughter has been in Girl Scouts for 13 years and I have been the leader for 12. This is our last year. I have enclosed, I'm about to cry, a box of the elusive raspberry rally cookies.
What?
Oh, wow. Okay.
For all of you.
Oh.
Yvette, you just made it like Christmas in here for us.
Oh, come on, crack them open.
I couldn't find them. Sam couldn't find
them. That's incredible.
We were told they were in short
supply.
They're
only online. Yeah.
Yvette, you made our Grateful Friday happen in the middle of the week. Raspberry rally. It's the only cookie that I'm interested in from right now in life.
Hey, they come in sleeves like
good. Two servings.
And she said, be sure to share them with producer Faith as well. And duh, of course we will.
You should have the first one, Jody.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. This is a Keep the Wild Wednesday
here. It is. I'm only going to have one, though, so you guys can have the rest, okay? Yvette, thank you so much.
Love to hear from you. Reach out to us anytime on social or at MurphySamAndJody.com. I guess you can
send us more cookies.
Right.
Guys, it's everything we hoped it would be.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
I'll tell you why it's a big day in the fast food world today.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Well, today's the day the strawberry shortcake McFlurry hits Mickey D's. Participating locations only. And this is it's got strawberry flavored clusters, the vanilla soft serve, and crispy buttery shortbread cookies in it.
Okay, we have to talk about something else, so I'm going to go straight to McDonald's.
Well, let's talk about this. You can. Today is the final day to vote for Taco Bell. They're looking at bringing back either the Beefy Crunch Burrito or the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco, which I didn't realize had left the menu. But if you're a Taco Bell Rewards member, this has been open for like a couple of weeks now. Today's the final day.
Okay.
Cast your vote, because tomorrow they'll tell us which one they're bringing back.
What are you voting for? You can tell me.
Me? I would go for the Beefy Crunch Burrito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just asking.
Yeah. Those Taco Bell, I mean, those Doritos ones never really did much for me.
Oh, really?
You like the regular.
Nacho?
Look,
them's fighting words.
No kidding, man.
Murphy loves those.
The most excited I ever was when we had like about 15 of those left over after a party.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we did, and then we didn't.
20 minutes later, they were all gone. There's a sriracha shortage. I didn't know this.
Really?
The folks that make it, the real sriracha, apparently there is a red jalapeno shortage coming from Mexico. That's where they get all their jalapenos, and there's a shortage. So if you see them on the shelves right now, it's not as bad as the toilet paper shortage a couple of years ago.
But if you see them on the shelves, grab it and then sell it on eBay for twice as much? I'm joking.
How dare you, Jody?
It's a joke.
Also, hey, this is kind of cool. I saw this in one of the foodie magazines with the world's best coffee. Which city has the world's best coffee? Take a guess.
Is it Seattle?
Seattle's in the top 10. It's number 6.
Okay.
But it's not the best. You know, as we all found out in the movie Elf.
Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
New York City. Yeah.
Okay.
They have like over 700 coffee shops in New York City.
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'd like to try them all.
And Baskin-Robbins Flavor of the Month, PB&J.
Oh, that's
peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
All of that in the ice cream.
That sounds really good. Peanut butter in ice cream works.
Yeah, it's always good.
It is. And it's an overlooked flavor, what with all the mint chocolate chips running around.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
Everybody wants to know what's going on with Kevin Costner and Yellowstone. Here's what I know, found out. One of the actresses on the show who plays Sarah did an interview and was asked, hey, what's going on with Kevin on the show? And she said, she said that, you know, sometimes we have to own the fact that nothing is forever. So that's a vague answer, the word is he has been, Kevin Costner, been butting heads with the show's creators, that does mean Taylor Sheridan, about the second half of season 5, and it's been delayed, and nobody is reporting why, but it's because of Kevin.
Well, he's busy shooting that four-part Western thing.
He is busy. There's so many other good characters you can write around him. You really can. All right, speaking of another classic coming to television, that is Sylvester Stallone. Tulsa King is still in production, but he has a new reality series called The Family Stallone.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Is that Dad?
Yeah.
It's exactly what you think it is. It's like, you know, the Osbournes.
Doesn't he have three daughters?
He does. He has three grown daughters. It's all about him being their dad and how their lives go. Paramount Plus, May 17th. It looks really cool. He's brushing his pet cat at the house. He's catching up with Al Pacino. You know, he's like,
just a normal day.
I don't really need a job, he says, but during this resurgence of my career, it becomes the ultimate home movie. The Family Stallone, on Paramount Plus.
Any of the daughters named Adrian?
Not.
Hey, I got some coronation news for King Charles III.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something in common with Charles now.
What is that?
I'm
birthday?
I'm a third.
Oh, you're okay. I didn't know.
Okay.
He's the third?
That counts.
Yeah, there were two other King Charleses.
Okay.
Queen Camilla. By the way, you saw the invite. I didn't get one. I'm not saying that.
I saw the invite online.
She's Queen Camilla.
Not Queen Consort.
Right.
She's Queen.
On the invite, she's Queen Camilla.
My thing is I'm interested in the carriage thing.
Yeah, they're taking this decked out buggy to the coronation.
It looks like the Cinderella carriage.
Queen Elizabeth used this back in 2014 for her Diamond Jubilee.
I remember that.
AC, electric windows. Sounds like I'm selling you something.
Why not?
Look at this, baby. Kick the tires. AC electric window suspension. It's made of aluminum, so it's very light.
Nice.
Because they're usually made of wood. It's got a hydraulic suspension, mm-hmm. and it's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they get to ride to the coronation and that. Coming home, they're going to use the one that's been around for centuries.
Oh.
23 feet long, 4 tons, needs 8 horses to pull it.
Whoa!
Because it's so heavy, they can only go at a slow walking pace. This is the one
that
Elizabeth used in her coronation however many years ago, and it's been around for a couple hundred years.
That's cool. They
call it the uncomfortable ride.
Oh.
Because apparently it is.
Especially for the horses.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I understand tradition, but that doesn't make any sense to use it. Put it in a museum somewhere.
Well, I know. It's probably just what's going on there is tradition, you know?
Well, I will say this. We think we're not interested in all this because, whatever, a lot of us don't have the love for Charles that we had for the family before, and all the Harry stuff makes you crazy.
Yeah, they're still looking for a musical act, by the way.
Of course they are. But once it finally happens, though, it's interesting. It's interesting because it's really happening, and it's so...
But do you think it's going to be as big as the Williams and the Dianas and all that stuff?
No, not for Americans, not for us, because we have always had this romanticized thing with Diana's children.
Yeah, it's very
Diana and then her two sons.
Yeah.
And honestly, Harry was always my favorite, but now I'm just so... The drama's making me sad.
Yeah.
I got to pull away from it. Anyway, when is the coronation?
May 6th.